Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We born in rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
I'm rolling
rolling down Central with a pocket full of dough. Sipping XO, one popping in pros on 144 spokes that no. Remember I was broke up in Rome studio. What? Hit the club with thugs, triple lows blow. The ice on my wrist got it cold as snow. It's best you don't trip when I'm hitting the dip. I spit a half of the day when my pistols whip. I was born to the game, I'm up on things. Looking in the mirror when I'm changing lanes. Spin a grip on the system so the tunes are bang. Hit the rap game with fame like James Dane. Put them off their feet like a mad hurricane. On the run for the love and a ton of fun. In the California state with you popping the gun. Hit the highway buzz with drinking bud. Playing PlayStation 2 on the way to the club. And I'm so glad they ain't hot tonight. Cause I done ran four lights and I'm high as a kite. But I don't give a beat even lie.
Now hold your head back, 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 back. Lean it to the side, side, side. Hey baby,
get into the drawer.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Go ahead.
I got a pocket full of bums,
pocket full of cash.
Baby, can you show them on me, love? Roll it to the club on dub. And I got a pocket full of bums,
pocket full of fun.
My truck is packed with
bums.
Baby, can you show them on me, love?
I stepped out to the naughty, fresh and clean, 61 footer. Bling and change.
Bling.
You know I'm about to walk and my jeans on hand. Let's do the damn thing like thunder and rain. Make you wet, make you bang when she working the thing. All the mamas that stick, I'm glad you came. Cause tonight my clique about to do some things. Yeah, yeah, Chris, loaded up by the case. If I mix it with the eight, then I'm using the shape. Now what's that I smell? In the back, smell like the homies is blazing the dirt. Matter of fact, let me hit it, I'm passing it right back. I'm feeling, feeling good right now. Laced up in the fat form, I'm wilding out. If you feel the same way, just shout it out. Everybody in the club, get rowdy, rap. Release your nasty side, freak all night. When you step out the club, the sun burns your eyes. I'ma meet you next week at the same damn time. Cause I'ma hit the club for life.
Hold your head back, 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 back. Bring it to the side, side, side. Hey, lady.
I just want wanna cuddle you. You the dream team, so I don't need to hug you. Call me every second, you can never be a bugaboo. Sexy in my Rolls Royce, keep a ninja loving you. I just wanna smack him when a ninja walking next to you. I know your worth, I felt your hurt. Your mother died from last, and you come first. Can't wait to show you off in the family church with the extravagant hat and the matching shirt. St. Louis boots with the Moai purse. Classy and forever, sexy on the high list. Hotter than a bowl of grits, setting on my honor list. I just wanna let you know that this is what you wanted.
You made me feel like top 100 grand a month on your fashion.
Spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spatitup has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, mad Monday. What's going on? I'm King Scratch, you know what I'm saying? Before we get started, man, I just want to... I had to attend one of my best friend's funerals today. It was kind of hard. You know, it was a real cool home going. You know, Black, I miss you, cuz. And, man, rest in peace, bruh. Anyway, True West Radio. We in this yacht with my man, Mr. Everywhere. He always everywhere. DJ Headlong. Sweetie. JoJo Loco. What the deal is? What's going on with it? We actually got a couple of more callers. I'm just kind of holler at y'all real quick before we bring them in. Yo.
What's up, Jeff?
You know it's all good. Woods.
Yeah. Well, God bless America. Somebody say something to your boy.
What happened, man?
Thing was open up.
We also got a call up from the 702. 702, what is this? 702 just dropped. Okay. Call up from 310-610-654.
What's that name?
Who this?
This is Black Rob.
Oh,
Black
what up, man?
What's up, Black Rob?
Is back
What's
in the
it?
Building. What's going on, Playboy?
How you doing, man? Hey, man, I was trying to come pull up on y'all, man. I don't got nobody lying, though.
Oh, no shit? Where you at?
Hey, I want to contact you, whoever you need to contact.
I'm on my way to AZ right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts? You already in Arizona? Are you out this way? Or which way you?
I'm on a 10 right now. I just left L.A.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just left L.A. too, boy. That traffic is a beast out there.
I'm talking about stuck.
Man.
Like a truck.
And I left L.A. about 1, 2 o'clock.
I better learn that motherfucking
Y'all better learn them back roads.
Gee, there ain't no back roads gonna get you the boss, though, I tell you that.
Well, I can't sit there and say that part, but I can get you close to
Barstow. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the back road is even a long road because, no, you can't, I don't give a damn where you go. You're not getting ready to be able to avoid no traffic unless you got a helicopter. That's the only way you go avoid traffic in L.A. is if you got a helicopter. Now, if you depend on which way you're going and what time you leave, you might have a little love.
You hit the 405.
I ain't getting on no 405. I ain't got no reason to.
That's the worst way in the world.
Man, that and the 10.
In the motherfucking 10.
Because, you know, the 10 go from coast to coast.
No. Complaining about traffic. Go to New York.
Wait a minute. Is that I-10? Is that the same one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the I-10. By
oh,
10.
Yeah, because that's a bitch even out here. That's the worst one.
Yeah, that go off. She live in Houston.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Houston. Hey, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so, how long you gonna be out there in AZ?
Oh, man, I don't even know. Probably a couple of days. You know, I just want to maneuver through the next nigga city, see what they doing.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, my business partner live out there.
Them niggas buy $50, $60 ace out there, like it's regular.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, yeah, Big G stay out there, huh?
Yeah, G stay out there. Okay, what's wrong with my music? Oh, there you go. Yeah, man, shoot.
Whoever needs a song, ready, don't be scared to ask. Okay.
Well, we just need to get you on a couple of things that we working on. You know what I'm saying?
That's an easy place, man. My number right there. So y'all just gotta send me something. I'll come through and it's good.
Okay, it's all good like firewood. Yeah, I'll make sure I write it down because I forgot to write it down last time.
It's all good.
Hell yeah. Yeah, well, we're supposed to have a couple of people on tonight. Some of JoJo folks. What's his name? Mac Jeezy? Mac Dizzle?
Yeah, Mac Jeezy.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, so we're just waiting on him to pop up. You know, in the meantime, you know what I'm saying? We could jump into a couple of them Black Rob joints. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know me. Yeah, let's jump into a couple of them Black Rob joints. Then we'll be back. We just get ready, you know, wait for our people to show up. And we'll get it in like that. You know what I'm saying? Which way you want to spin first? You spin the night?
Spin the night, fucking, let's do it.
All right, this is my man, Black Rob, spin the night. If y'all online, give us a call. 323-642-5097. Mad Monday, to West Radio. Yeah, yeah.
See, baby, we knew each other for a while. Now it's been long. Oh, yeah, I heard you had a child. Now, oh, you don't. Well, that's what them haters made it to be. But what you doing later? Maybe you should kick it with me. Rumor has it that your man ain't treating you right. I know you want the cheddar and designer things in your life. He left you all alone while he's out creeping at night. Sexually upset cause he ain't freaking you right. I ain't playing my destination, it's to get in them pants. I see you looking at me, especially when I'm doing my dance. Promo skin, long hair, with a bow-legged stance. But girl, be careful, I'm known for having traveling hands. But first I started off by kissing all of your neck.
slide my hand up your skirt to make sure that it's wet. I can show you things that you never seen before, but first we gotta put the camera on record. Hey,
okay, you really got me feeling right.
You heard
my mama gone, you can still deny.
You heard me.
I ain't playing, I'm trying to fucking eye.
You heard me.
Clothes off, face down, ass up, come on. I said you really got me feeling right.
You heard me.
My mama gone, you can spill a knot.
You heard me.
I ain't playing, I'm trying to fucking eye.
You heard me.
Clothes off, face down, ass up, come on.
All alone, her boyfriend blowing her up. I told her put the phone on silent cause it's driving me nuts. Maybe he can stop calling if you just pick it up. It's been an hour, he act like you been gone for months. But check this out, I can see the anger all in your face. I know you love him but sometimes you be needing your space. I'm not your dude, but I could be your man today. Hop in the jet, take a trip somewhere out of the state. Girl, I ain't tripping, we can go where you wanna go. It ain't tricking if you got it, I got pals of dough. So let me know, we can keep everything on the low. Whatever happens in this room never leaves the door. So what's the deal? Really trying to leave with me, I got you smiling. I'm knowing that you're feeling me, and I'm the man that your man be pretending to be. So till I do these 7 days, cause that nigga is weak.
Okay, you really got me feeling right.
You heard me.
My mama gone, you can still deny.
You heard me.
I ain't playing, I'm trying to fuck deny.
You heard me.
Clothes off, face down, ass up, come on. I said you really got me feeling right.
You heard me.
My mama gone, you can spill a knot.
You heard me.
I ain't playing, I'm trying to fuck deny.
You heard me.
Clothes off, face down, ass up, come on.
We can meet or something. Got this verse for every rapper in my fucking city.
Yeah.
You watch a rabbit ass mind, you think you fucking with me.
No.
My name good from 10th Street back to the 50s.
Yeah.
Mr. Smoke a lot, bitch, you know I got twisty. We gon' hit this block with them 40 Glocks. Headshot, headshot, watch them diddy bop. Millie rock, hell no, I bet you let the skinny pop. Let me show you how the 50s rock. Bitch, I pull up and I bounce out with that action. If you ain't heard, bitch, I'm Black Rod, I was having. And if you hop up in my whip and you finna light your blunt, guaranteed, baby, better watch your ass. Swag on the 100, yeah, that's something that you been new. Shitting on niggas, yeah, that's something that you been new. Only paid $35 for my new shoes. Watch you rock a fresh pair of ducks and bust a bitch too. Been giving money, yeah, that's something that you been new. Scars on my knuckles, go to show you what I've been through. No tip on the whip, you can see clear through. While I'm blowing kush, smelling at you through my rear view. What's that? Look, gun cases, dope cases,
dope cases.
Gun shells, dope scales,
dope scales.
We gon' water whip it till it turn pale,
turn pale.
We gon' make it kill it, move it wholesale,
wholesale.
Money grab your paper, send it through the mail,
through the mail.
Back to the package, it won't leave a smell,
won't leave a smell.
I'm Black while I was standing, fresh about the deal.
About the deal.
Hey, 53rd nigga out here raising hell. Hey, free my cousin Richard, he took 24.
24.
Tipping hoes in prison, man, that's all he know.
That's all he know.
And free my cousin Richard, he took 24.
24.
Tipping hoes in prison, man, that's all he know.
That's all he know.
Trapping with that pistol, man, that's all I know.
That's all I know.
In and out of traffic, trying to get his dough.
Get his dough.
My partner told me he just cut the 100 zones. He fronted me and now it's on. Swag on the 100, yeah, that's something that you been new. Shitting on niggas, yeah, that's something that you been new. Only paid $35 for my new shoes. Watch you rock a fresh pair of ducks and bust a bitch too. Been giving money, yeah, that's something that you been new. Scars on my knuckles, go to show you what I've been through. No tip on the whip, you can see clear through. While I'm blowing kush, smelling at you through my rear view. What's that?
Shake some for a nigga.
Hey, I like them hot, the ones that'll tell me to stop. Eat dick, swallow my nut, and they know how to pop. 53rd baby, bitch, I'm fresh off the block. You know that I'm that nigga if you like it or not. I pop that pussy for a young nigga like me. So to do the right thing like what's like me. Blowing all this weed, got me Chinese. With a bad yellow bitch right beside me. Hey, now bend it over, baby, let me see you touch your toes. Up and down, round and round like a merry-go-round. Can a player from the features get a chance with it? But I can't bounce you without using my hands.
I ain't never met a bitch like you. Got ass in this bitch, hella cute. Oh, you mad cause I called you a bitch? Looking mad, baby girl, you the shit. Now shake something for a nigga. Look, spit on that pussy, get it wetter than a slip and slide. Bust it wide open when I get inside. Baby, I'm a freak and it's no lie. Look, number one ratchet from the east side. Look, ass to the center, face to the floor. Bend it over, let me see that pussy hoe. Shot, it's a rock, got a nigga gone. Black vibe, but this bitch, she was bare bone. But look, she gon' get it in, slide to the crib. Beat the pussy up, now she sucking dick. Her boyfriend, he forever on some weak shit. I'm Black Rob, I'm forever on some G-shit. Hey, you ain't never met a bitch like you. Got ass in this bitch, hella cute. Oh, you mad cause I called you a bitch? Looking mad, baby girl, you the shit. Now shake something for a nigga. Shake something for a nigga. Shake something for a nigga. Shake something for a nigga.
Yo, this is Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood.
My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that
Play-Doh.
Yeah, it's that time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Mixing and mastering. Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestEnt.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip hop.
Turn up your
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West. Mad Monday. We back in the building. Y'all listening on live? You know, give us a call. 323-642-1597. We got Mr. Everywhere in the building. DJ Ev Love. Dog Girl Sweet Pea. JoJo Loco.
It's Mac Jeezy.
No, Mac Jeezy. I see you Mac Jeezy on there. Mac Jeezy. My bad.
Oh. It's a family reunion.
Yeah.
Entertain, baby.
And we got a 323-762 number. Who that?
LJ.
What up, man? Welcome to True West Radio, man. Monday, man.
Yeah, man. I just listen to Black Rob this thing.
Black Rob disappeared. All right, he'll be back. I know he called back here. Yeah, he said he's in traffic. Then we got that caller from the 702. Who is this? 702. 702. Going once. 702. Going twice. 702 done left the building. Mac Jizzle, man, what's happening, man? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, man, nothing much. Just sitting actually in the studio right now working. I'm an engineer, producer, rapper, man. I do it all, man. I love music from the West Coast, L.A., South Central originally.
That's right.
Well,
that's where I'm from.
About a little bit about, you know what I mean, who you work with and, you know what I mean, songs and all that.
Well, right now, I'm independent. I run my own label, which is Raw Game Entertainment. But I started my career with this dope CEO named DYG from Top Notch Entertainment, and we did some songs with E-40. Branched and started off my career right there. But I'm doing my own thing independent. You can find all my music on iTunes, Spotify, anything online. Mac Jizzle, just Google Mac Jizzle. And I just finished an EP called Off the Wall. So that's my recent music. I got videos all on YouTube, so they can check me out right there.
Okay. So when did you start rapping, and who was your biggest inspiration?
Man, I've been doing music since I was 18, but I started off doing poetry. I got it from my dad. It was a gift inherited. My inspiration, of course, was West Coast legends like Tupac, E-40, Snoop Dogg, Mac 10, whole West Side Connection, Ice Cube, you know, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, pioneers of the game of hip-hop.
Hey, and around what area did you grow up in South Central? Because I'm from South Central, but I'm from the East Side.
Y'all from the West Side. I grew up all over L.A., man. In the 60s, I'm Flossing and Western. I grew up in the 50s. I lived all on the East Side growing up as a kid, man. 160 San Pedro, 42nd McKinley. Shit, man.
Oh, shit.
Everywhere, man. Shit.
Well, you know, LA niggas got to stick together. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we do, man. Shit, everywhere. I done migrated everywhere, man. I know a lot of people.
Yeah, especially us, our South Central folks. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I bought my pilot two times for the South Central. I just left it down here. You know, unfortunately, I had to go to one of the homies' funeral, but it was just being down there and seeing how different it looked.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I live in Vegas now. I always go back out there, but you know, LA gonna be LA, man. That's what make our city the grittiest, man. It's dope shit. We ain't gonna never change. But hopefully, shit get better though, man. You know?
Right. Yeah, I'm right in Barstow, so I'm right down the street from you.
Yes, sir. You is okay for sure.
Yeah. But
y'all in the studio, man.
Yep, me too. That's where I'm at right now, man. My wife don't like it, but hell, I gotta work.
I got to, man. Got to.
I got to work. So yeah, you just say you dropped the EP. I mean, you got any upcoming albums coming out or something? Or
well, that's the latest album I did. I'm not really finna be dropping albums, man. I'm finna be doing more like singles, EPs. If I do an album, it's probably gonna be a compilation with some of my artists I'm working with. Cause I've been doing a lot of my production and engineering. I also make beats too, man. So I don't just rap. I've been kind of busy doing a little bit of everything.
You're to the choir, because I do the same thing. You know, shoot videos, edit videos, produce, mix, master,
yep,
rap.
Yep, all that, man.
All of that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, man, I know it's a tough life because I live it every single day. But, you know, that's the thing about, you know, people like us, man. It's a nonstop grind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know. Well, yeah, I'm gonna be having some new projects coming. I'm gonna have some new music coming out, man. They can just follow me on YouTube, Mac Jizzle. Subscribe to me and check out all my latest shit that's coming out. My social media is Mac Jizzle RGE on Instagram. You know, check your boy out, man. Yep. Stay tuned. That's all I can say, man. Stay tuned. But I am in the studio working right now on a lot of shit, so that's exclusive right there. I can't really speak about that, but
oh yeah, it's all good. It's all good, like firewood. We're going to get to a couple of jams in a second. We got a caller from 323-247. Who this is?
Who this
hey,
is?
Hey, this is TT. I'm calling in support of
Jesus.
And my
Joe. It's my cousin, man.
Oh, that's what's up. What's up, cousin?
It's all love.
Oh, man, yeah. You from South, well, 323, you from South Central too, huh?
Yeah, you met my girl when we came up here.
Oh, don't shit, what up, it's crack.
Yep, we still together.
What the hell's going on?
What's up with it? But yeah, you gotta check out my cousin though. He hot out there.
Yeah, we get ready to jump into a couple of jams. I'm sitting up here. I'm trying to make sure I get all my circumstances together. I got to make sure I got my bruises and my blunts and all that stuff together.
Oh, man, I'm on the same page as we speak, man. It's West Coast Radio.
Yep, true West Coast Radio. You know what I'm saying?
True West Coast.
Hell yeah.
Pass that.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
So where y'all station based out of, man, if you don't mind me asking?
No, we based out of LA.
Yeah, this motherfucker, you know it.
Hold it down. It's based out of LA, but you know I'm doing everything from Barstow, and everybody else is everywhere. So we got people in Houston, we got people in Lufkin, we got people out in Miami. I mean, out in Florida. You know, we got people
worldwide.
Yeah, we owe some worldwide shit right now.
After this, I'm going to definitely subscribe and sign up to the channel, man.
Oh, man,
most definitely,
thank you,
man.
I appreciate
it. You always think it's tough, bro.
Yeah, because, yes, you know, we always gonna spin your joints because, see, you know, we got people that chime in, and then we don't hear from them no more, so I erase their shit.
Yeah, no, I'm always chiming in, man. I like to check out other artists as well, man. I really don't listen to the radio. Mainstream radio play the same shit, man, over and over, man. So I
yeah,
like this new heat, man.
Yeah, we just got all new joints. So this is what we're gonna do. I got three joints right here. I got 360, I got Drip, and I got TD. We're gonna play two. We're gonna play a couple of more joints. We're gonna come back and talk to you. Then we're going to play the last one. So which one you want me to play first and you introduce it?
Man, y'all just randomly pick, man. Unless you just want me to just introduce it. But y'all can pick either one, man. They all go.
I want you to introduce it.
I'm going to tell I like the drip. I like the drip.
Okay.
I you know what I mean? I like the drip.
Play that drip, man. There you go. There you have it. It's your boy, Mac Jizzle, man. True West Coast Radios, man. I ain't finna tune you into one of my singles called Drip. Also a video. Check me out on YouTube on Raw Game Entertainment. It's your boy, True West.
Yeah,
too much sauce, it got me dripping, yeah. All this money, all these hoes, like I'm pimping, yeah. I've been grinding all my life, feel like Nipsey, yeah. So wet, I'm dripping, yeah. My sauce be dripping, yeah. Too much sauce, it got me dripping, yeah. All this money, all these hoes, like I'm pimping, yeah. I've been grinding all my life, feel like Nipsey, yeah. So wet, I'm dripping, yeah. My sauce be dripping, yeah. No baby in love with my drip. She in love with the swag, love how I grind to get to that bag. She popping her pussy, throwing that ass. Suck good dick, might buy her a bag. I might throw her a stack, get rid of this dick if she know how to act. Speaking the truth, just stating the facts. Now hop in the jack, sit in the back. Let me rub on that cat. How does it feel if we rollin' with Mac? I'm making it rain, she making it clap. Niggas they hate, but bitches they love it. Cause I'm drippin' like faucet. Niggas that Como gay like Marvin. Chase that bag till like NBA ball. I'm drippin' this off. I walk in the mall, buy out the rack, don't look at the price. Fuck with the cost, get my money in stacks. I fuck on her once, never fuck on her twice. Send her back to her man, got her begging for more. I leave and I go, she just don't understand, damn. Too much sauce, it got me dripping, yeah. All this money, all these hoes, like I'm pimping, yeah. I've been grinding all my life, feel like Nipsey, yeah. So wet, I'm dripping, yeah. My sauce be dripping, yeah. Too much sauce, it got me dripping, yeah. All this money, all these hoes, like I'm pimping, yeah. I've been grinding all my life, feel like Nipsey, yeah. So wet, I'm dripping, yeah. My sauce be dripping, yeah.
Back like I'm Dre, ayy. I make this shit look easy, but it ain't. Got suckers mad cause I'm doing what they can't do. I don't tell lies, too real for the fake shit. Faithful to that bag, get that money, she my main bitch. Tryna stack a few mil while I still can. A nigga fly every day, call me Peter Pan. Everybody wanna be the boss, can't be the man. Poker face, no bluff, got the winning hand. So off the wall at the top like a Steelers fan. See the view, man, how sweet, how I'm living, man. It don't matter how you get it, just get it, nigga. More money, more problems like Biggie, yeah. Last year wasn't doing good, this a different year. Everybody wanna know if he pippin' still. Mind your own business, live longer, what was taught to me. A lot of drugs, game of money, that was shown to me. Tryna score every play, that's a touchdown. Ice on the wrist, shine bright, that's a bust down. Went back then, now you hoes wanna fuck now. If she broke, I don't even let her come around. Barely had a dollar, now it's money in the safe. Ain't by the bag, ain't no need for conversation. Showing fake love, but these niggas really hate. I'm dropping hits back to back like I'm Dre, ayy.
Touchdown, running to the money, never fumble. They ain't getting bread, bitches getting bread crumble. They tell me to be humble, why to be a walking sin. In the city of sin, walking around, I'm getting in. So they hesitate, no, I'm gonna decapitate these hoes. Attracting all attention, how it goes. I've been down bad, but I'ma get up. Go and get my grits up. See niggas always act like they ain't know. But I be running these plays daily. And niggas better pay me. See why they ain't a player, she a coach. And all these hoes around. I'm the captain of the ship, I won't let him drive the boat. I can run it back a Hail Mary, like Drew Brees. Or I can run it at 500 on the weave. When I'm in the zone, niggas chasing after me. But I score a touchdown, another win for my team. Let's go.
Tryna score every play, that's a touchdown. Ice on the wrist, shine bright, that's a bust down. Went back then, now you hoes wanna fuck now. If she broke, I don't even let her come around. Barely had a dollar, now it's money in the safe. It ain't by the bag, ain't no need for conversation. Showing fake love, but these niggas really hate. I'm dropping hits back to back like I'm Dre, ayy.
I hate to make this like sad story, but it's real. Cause this world is such a, and when I say this world, I don't mean an ideal sense. I mean everyday. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like taught that from school. Instead of us just being like slavery's bad, slavery's bad. Bad whitey. I mean, all right, let's stop.
I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts to watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. Now I done seen some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival. Get the hold of a rifle and he vowed to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find himself our surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ending up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
Pillar or take a pill or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need to drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I'll make it in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like,
damn. Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
I just don't understand how nothing
Cheating ass niggas always wanna be the man.
4 or 5 years, you been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me, cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTV's on your banners and shit. You don't have much soul, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man.
Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Lamborghini Mercy, don't you be so crazy.
But hip hop lives. You ready, homie?
hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. We back in the building, Mad Monday. You know what I'm saying? We got a special guest on the show. My Jersey, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
played
sir.
A couple of joints. I like them, man. I like them. I bring everybody
that,
else here, man. I'm not getting ready to. I'm tired of introducing y'all. I'm going to say it, except for the women. Now, all y'all
motherfuckers. Yeah, we in this brother, man. That bitch so live as a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, I like it, man. I still got one more in the cut. I got 360 in the cut. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Going down, man. Only on your wish.
Yeah, man. No,
what's the deal, baby?
Dip some live ass joints right there, man. You know, how long ago did you do these songs? That ain't new, or
they're about like 4 to 5, 6 months. They're about that recent. I did 6 songs, man. I just been pushing them. I wanted to do videos to all of them. I got three completed, one in the making. I got to go to LA actually next week to finish shooting that. And then I got one more video to shoot because I'm shooting videos to every song I release. And after I finish these videos, I'm gonna do another EP and keep it dropping, man. So they pretty recent. But you produced, man, like, all those tracks? No, I didn't produce none of those. I engineered and mixed them. You know, as far as produced the songs, came up with the ideas. But I got a producer I fuck with from the Bay, man. Named Cali Clap. Shout out to my boy Cali Clap, man. Yeah, he did some stuff.
All right, all right. Well, that's a good job, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we always proud of the independents that come through, man, that's trying to make something happen. Because, you know, I'm tired of hearing, you know, I listen to the radio damn near all the way to LA and all the way back. I want to see if I was missing something.
Right.
I'm missing a damn thing.
I play the same shit back to back. Every station.
And not just that, they all sound the same.
Yeah, that's why I was sitting there talking to my daughter about some music shit. But yeah, man, that's why, you know, the music industry is different now, man. It's a business, and so you got to kind of understand the business. It's not really the love no more like it used to be, but they still got real supporters. Shout out to independent networkers like y'all, man, that give other artists a chance to shine, man. You know, there's so much talent out here that don't get played on the radio that should.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we try to keep it independent. You know, of course we got, you know, I used to be an NWA, so, you know, I have a lot of people that, you know, that's kind of mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, they,
I still
know.
I still fuck with Chitty Chill, man. I still fuck with Chitty Chill from the Lynch. I still fuck with Chitty Chill from the Lynch Mob, man.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
My God.
That's my
guy.
That's my dog right there. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
That's my God, huh?
Yeah, so we, you know, sometimes we get in there and play some, you know, mainstream stuff. You know, I got a lot of Tupac songs that a lot of people haven't heard. So, you know, we play those too. We might have to jump into one or two of them when we get into your next joint. Yeah, so,
yes,
I mean, now that they got this pandemic thing, trying to get under control. Do you got any shows or anything that you might be coming up, or you still waiting to see? Or
no, most definitely I'm trying to perform and get back on stage. I've been networked with a few people, man, that's making a few moves out here in Las Vegas, and I gotta holler at my folks in Cali and network out there. But right now, like you said, everything opening up, so it's just all a part of me just getting the phone and making them calls and connections and setting shit up.
What's up? You ain't coming to Texas?
So what?
You know, we do more than ride horses and carriages down here, you know.
You said Kingston?
No, you said Texas.
Oh, Texas? Oh, yeah, for sure. I got a niece that live in Texas. She been trying to get me to come out there.
Oh, yeah, what she say? Hold on. You talking my language. What she said?
I think, what's the matter to say? Austin? Austin, Texas.
She had to be toward the capital.
Yeah.
What's up? That's what's up, man. Texas is a good place, man. Definitely, you get out here, man. We definitely want you in that South Texas, Houston area, down there with Sweet Pea, you know, jumping on the thing she got going down there as well.
Y'all
and
think
Ooh, Sweet Pea, say, Sweet Pea gonna put you on, man. Sweet Pea is the business.
What's y'all Instagram info, fam? You can just send me a request and I can we can network. So I'll definitely be in Texas probably this summer, man. So I don't got no problem with driving out there where y'all at, man.
Or whatever.
I gotta do.
Well, you know, you can hit me up. My Instagram is Heavy Love. That's Heavy without the Y and L-U-V instead of L-O-V-E. All one word, you know what I'm saying? DJ Heavy Love is who I are. You can Google me, you know. I'm in the same, man. East Texas. Y'all, I'm out here in East Texas, man. Southeast Texas, in between Houston and Dallas. Also, corridors with Arkansas and Louisiana as well. So, you know, and plus I do a lot of global networking myself, you know. Sweet Pea and I, and King and Scratch, all stem from another free radio station history that we've had over the years, you know, trying to build and has grown to this great platform here at True West with King Scratch.
So
it's been a lovely journey, man. And me, honestly, I'm gonna tell you, I'm real, you know, I'm really impressed and love what the flavor that you're bringing, table, man. You know, and if you're out here in East Texas, you know, man, give us a holler, and we'll definitely make sure we take care of you, get you something down here in the woods, you know,
appreciate
in the woods with good.
Yes, sir. I can dig that. I can dig that, fam. Well, I'll definitely be connected with you, sending you a request once I get off the phone. But much love. I appreciate the support, man. That's one. That's real talk.
Oh, definitely. You can find me real easy. They call me Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. That's his real name.
Hey.
Who?
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
No, my name is Michael. I'm a character too. You gotta understand I'm a character. I'm the loose cannon on the show, so you know.
Man, you gotta have a sense of humor in the world, man.
Hey man, definitely love what you're doing, man. Like I said, you out here in East Texas, make sure you holler at your boy. We're gonna make sure you get the whole 9 yards, baby. You're definitely on the brand, you know. So I know when you get down in the H chair, Sweet Pea gonna put you down in the bio, so it's all good, baby. Holler at your boy.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, if you making that Vegas to LA trip, I'm right over by not too far from the outlet. You know where all the outlets is?
Yeah, I know exactly where you at.
Right before
Barstow.
Well, no, it's if you're coming from LA, I live right between 58, and I live between what's that damn street? It ain't Barstow Road, Linwood Road.
Right.
Between Linwood Road and the 58 on Main Street. So if you came north, I live right off of Main Street, so I'm right off the freeway. This is the place where everybody stop on the way to Vegas or on the way
from
Vegas.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Yeah, I stop there all the time. So what I do is I stop on my way back and network with you that, man.
And everything, all my shit is King Scratch. So that's all in my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter is The Real King Scratch, but you know what I mean?
Scratch, S-C-R-A-T-C-H.
Yeah, King Scratch. Right. Everything. Right. Everything.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So this is what we getting ready to do. We getting ready to jump into that 360, man. That's what we
Oh boy.
Yeah, let's see here. I gotta pull it up, man. I'm slow with this shit, man. I'm trying to get a little faster with this radio thing. Yeah, love telling me how to do it, but I'm a little behind schedule. So what we getting ready to do, we getting ready to get it in. Mac Dizzle, we go 360. Play a couple of cuts, and we'll be right back. True West Radio, if y'all online, give us a call. 323-343-1597. Mad Monday. Mac Drizzle 360, let's go.
Mac. What up? Raw Game Entertainment.
We just wanna fuck cause I'm up now. People I don't talk to, calling my phone now. Used to be off but I'm on now. Stay ducking all you suckers like I know how. When I was sleeping in my car, I didn't come around. Getting money 360 like I turn around. Tryna see it from the back, baby, turn around. When I don't fuck with mainstream, keep it underground. I don't need her, she don't come with that tech. Fuck sex, baby, all I want is neck. My shit fade, make her coochie get wet. I'm from LA when niggas put it on they set. RGE, yeah, my niggas up next. I put my dick on her chest like a vest. She fuckin' with the Mac, cause Mac do it best. Fuck bitches, get money, nothing less. Was down on my ass, dodging everyday stress. Now my drip wet, fly like a jet. When your money long, give you power and respect. When you broke, they forget you in the sack. Throw the whole band, fuckin', you ain't your Brody. Culture from the side, got shooters like Kobe. Niggas I don't know, actin' cool like they know a nigga. Everybody play a friend when your dough thicker. She just wanna fuck cause I'm up now. People I don't talk to, callin' my phone now. Used to be off, but I'm on now. Stay duckin' all you suckers like I know how. When I was sleepin' in my car, I didn't come around. Gettin' money 360 like I turn around. Tryna see it from the back, baby, turn around. When I don't fuck with mainstream, keep it underground.
Blow a stack, Ben did that. Get it back, double up like a Big Mac. Catch her looking this way, getting kidnapped. Now I'm all on the mouth like a chin strap. Hey, bar stove like a zanny. Only met her once, now I'm all in her panty. She a bad bitch, ass fat like a granny. All I do is win, huh? I deserve a grand. Smoking on that Megan, all I blow is loud. High like a cloud, niggas wanna send me down. Even though she gone, wanna make mama proud. Solid ass nigga, concrete like the ground. Address me as king when you see me bow down. I just wanna ball, play the game, no foul. Get it when I want it like a spoiled ass kid. Got it locked down, yeah, I'm back on that shit.
She just wanna fuck cause I'm up now. People I don't talk to, calling my phone now. Used to be off, but I'm on now. Stay ducking all you suckers like I know how. When I was sleeping in my car, I didn't come around. Getting money 360 like I turn around. Tryna see it from the back, baby, turn around. When I don't fuck with mainstream, keep it underground.
Jump. When niggas catch you slipping without your pump, that's how June got hit up by the Mercedes. That's why they can't roll with 9s and K. I'm high every day, these niggas in featherweight. I throw big blows, that's not a heavyweight. The Chevy scrape, the sparks fly, and niggas get wet like when the levees break. Niggas can't take the pressure from the 6-1. I'm down for whatever to get the job done. Nigga, where you from? Homie 20 mile. They say he gangsta gangsta, let's see what he really about. You's a groupie, you got your bitch with you. So hurry up and take this motherfucking picture, nigga. The Jones splitter, the one hitter quitter, the malt liquor sipper, I'm still that nigga. I'm still with the gun play, smash the wrong way down the one way. Make the front page, we all die one day. You can't escape the anger, you can't escape the rage. You can't escape here, all the 12 games.
I keep it gangsta, y'all, for all my dogs. That's what I'm telling y'all.
What you do?
I keep it gangsta, y'all, for all my bros.
That's what I'm telling y'all.
Oh, I like weed and drink.
Oh,
I like money in a bank.
Oh,
I like weed and drink.
Oh,
I like money in a bank. Niggas still tryna holler at me about a bitch. I roll the window up, light up and hit the switch. Ass Adidas, keep it gangsta, y'all. You only wanna ball when you full of alcohol. But me, I live it, I love it, I'm buddy. It's boo cool beats, you know how we does it. Pissing in public, so fuck it. If I was dipping in a bucket, would you still wanna suck it? Oh shit, I'm on that vodka again. I catch that snitch slipping and I'm pumping him. Cause shit, I'm a sharpshooter, test my skills. Eyes wide open, hands still on the steering wheel.
you if you can keep. This is what I thought you may forget me. I promise to depart, just promise one thing. Kiss my eyes and lay me to sleep.
Yeah, everything works. Everything spit works. That lava.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
I spit lava, you ain't gotta hype it. It's all in my brain, I ain't gotta type it. Everything works, fuck everything else. Do this shit to death, run these streets by myself. Sick any train robber, OE zipper. Old niggas still got hoes on the zipper. I'm off my meds, got the doc looking for me. But I'm back on the block, getting money with the homies. I can't change, won't change, still getting bread. In the back of the lack, niggas still getting head. I can switch teams like LeBron and still getting rain. You can do what you want to when you move like the king. What's wrong with me? Throw them dubs in the air. That's how it go down when it's bud in the air. It's enough to go round, cause it's love in here. But if you niggas act up, I dump slugs in here. Everything west, niggas, we riders. We do this shit to death, niggas, we riders. Fuck with true west, niggas, we riders. Fuck everything else, niggas, we riders. Everything west, niggas, we riders. We do this shit to death, niggas, we riders. I fuck with true west, niggas, we riders. Fuck everything else, niggas, we riders. No horses or anything with wheels. Ride no niggas who think they got skills or got kills. Assassins in my squad. Lyrical terror, a smoke from the raw. 6 million ways, you know the rest of the phrase. Choose one, we make it count when it pays. Who stays, who go, who high, who froze. Y'all know the business and everybody knows. True West, that's what I'm yelling, no secret. Every single day I yell at frequent. That's what I love, like my nymph so fly. I'ma ride with my crew till the day that I die. Some defect, but I'm staying right here. Hands on knowledge and a hand on the beer. Disrespect the truth, I think that you minor. You are what you are, but what you not is a rider. Everything West, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. Fuck with True West, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. Everything west, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. I fuck with true west, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders.
Telling you, fam, any nigga that ever looked at me wrong, owes me money, or ever said any jealous bullshit about me is fucking dead.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
Not just where I'm from, it's a lifestyle to me. I represent West Coast, South Central, LAC. In this industry, before some artists started walking, towards state to state, before some artists started talking. Call me Icon King, scratch fingers twisted. Prince on the record, or a microphone fisted. And listen in this game with my additions, the win. The West Coast been off the map for more than 10. Because they don't believe in us. Putting us down, cause we cuss. Driving by, they continue to bust. Artists out of town, coming up off that bullshit. Every season, 1, 2, 3 is making hits. I can't deny it. Sesame Street gets a riot. We make songs that might start a riot. It don't matter, this is West forever. Any other place, I'm just scared of the weather. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
Been around ever since the West started popping. Texas gets the music and the East was hip-hopping. Taboo to put bad words on the song. Self-destruction said we was doing rap all wrong. Now everybody doing things we already done. Everybody wants to bang, everybody got the gun. Do what you do, but the West said it first. If we wasn't blackballed, things would be a lot worse. No new orders, getting deals over here. Went for first place,
to bringing up the rear. A whole nother year, same faces in the game. Killer West, A&R, they the ones we got to blame. Because they want us sounding like somebody else. Sound like them other artists instead of being like ourselves. We might get paid if we rap like the South. I'm not trying to business on these West out my mouth.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
Five times the man, 10 times the artist. Call me Man of Steel, let's see who's the hardest. You softer than your mommy's breast, trying to rep the West. Took the prison but couldn't pass the test. Mental or physical, feels unaccepted. It's a line in the sand and y'all dudes overstepped it. It's getting kinda hectic and I'm about to snap. Since 1989, I've been all across the map. Kill that crap, kill that kill that beat, kill that noise. We got toys for you and your boys. Why would you step to this shit on the ground? It's yours, I'ma kick it straight out your ass. You can never last to get your teacher. 4-on-1, it's cool, key scratch without a feature. If I throw a dub, that's true. But you might be in trouble when you see me throw a two. I thought you knew.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
You see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the rest for life.
West Side for life.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. We back in the building. I got all my folks in here. I think we lost Mac Dizzle. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got Sweet Pea, Dojo. Oh, we got Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Other Never Sleep, Buddha High Promotion, and all that good stuff. He know that. I can't say that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Already, what's up, King Scratch? You already know it's your brother, Buddha Ali.
Buddha,
TV.
Trying to get
some
of that
Buddha Ice Promotion. The Oklahoma
Texas part. Right, baby. The Oklahoma Texas. If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma, and Louisiana, too, baby. All four states, man, connect together, the middle pass, the chilling circuit. This is where it go down at, man. Real heavy like.
You know that's the thing that I love about that part, because you can hear all them motherfuckers like at one time. You'd be like bam 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 bam. You can hear everything.
You know the craziest part? I ain't never been up to that weight really, but I can remember.
What? You can hear all them so quick.
Hey Buddha.
Buddha Ali.
Did you have it on mute? Yeah, I had it on mute. I didn't want the background to get in there. What's happening, family?
What's up with it? Did you listen to any of the songs that we were playing?
I heard the last two.
Oh, well, we had Mac Dizzle on. He left, so, you know. But yeah, we're playing a couple of new cats, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We'll be spinning them on here.
Awesome, man. I know y'all always got them hits, man. You know, West Coast greatest of all time, Keith Sweat. Guess against Scotty D, man. You know what I'm saying? The Wild Wild West original, you know what I'm saying? Without y'all, man, I didn't even know that, you know, when I listened to the movie, y'all had that seminar. I didn't know that Tribe Called Quest and Paul Righteous Teaching was using West Coast beat. That just tripped me out. I tripped out for about like a week on that, because I was jamming all them songs and all them beats and samples was used on the West Coast, damn near in the same fashion. Just, they had used the native tongue. They didn't use the West Coast tongue. They used that East Coast tongue, man. But it's all lovely, man. I learned a lot from y'all, man. The last 5-6 years, man, I salute everybody online. Sweet Pea, Miss Sheva World, 86, you know what I'm saying? The marijuana man, JoJo, you know what I'm saying? Ricky Roy, the pimp, the player, you know what I'm saying? Ricky Roy, he hit me up a couple days ago on Facebook, him and Cheyenne, you know what I'm saying? Love y'all, man. The list goes on. Everybody, man, True West Radio, the most dangerous radio on the block, bro.
You talking about real Rick Ross?
The real, yeah, I know the real Rick Ross. I used to talk to him when he first come out with that book. He came through here. And we linked up. I met him through Fleetwood.
But what's funny is that's my nephew's grandma's first cousin.
Say that again now?
That's my nephew's grandma's first cousin.
Oh, man. See, it's deep, man.
We all related
because, you know.
Family stay out here by me in Rialto.
Well, you know, Rick Ross back in the gap. You know, he was rolling down there through East Texas real hard, like Jacksonville, Palestine, that Tyler area. That I had seen him. I seen him one time in the early 80s, and I seen some of his people that he had working for him, especially in Crockett, Texas, that was coming through there doing their thing. Mohead, he dead right now. Mohead was one of his partners, real Rick Ross, man. So I seen him twice in my life, you know what I'm saying? But he couldn't remember. I was a young gun out there anyway. I always stayed in the mix, man. But it's all a pleasure, man. It's very legendary when you're on West Coast radio. It just ain't no regular radio show. You're going to get an education about everything. And you're going to get it brought to you. If you get to tripping and slipping and slipping and faking and goddamn think it's a game, you're going to goddamn get real.
Hey, Stretch.
Mm-hmm.
What up?
Hey. I'm gonna get some music. My cousin supposed to send me. Remember I was telling you about the girl that used to mess with Shady Knight? I can't think. I think her name was Angie or something like that. She supposed to send me some music, some gospel music, because she changed her life.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna try to get that by tonight or tomorrow.
Wait a minute. You say her name was what?
I think her name is Tangy.
Oh, Tangy.
I think I might be wrong. But I think that's what it is.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Because it's crazy because Johnny J's wife, her name is Cappuccino. And, you know, I think I don't know. I ain't trying to speculate, but, yeah. Find out.
Man.
I ain't throw nothing out there like that.
Man, Scrap Tubes up for parole next week. Leave that alone.
We was talking, we had a conversation. You know what I mean? She was telling me a lot of shit that was going on in Death Row and all that. We was going back and forth, and then she brought up, you know, such and such name you don't like, booby trap. And then we went back to some other shit, and then she was like, you know, I used to mess with Shady Knight, and I was like, oh, okay. That was off the wall.
Yeah, why you want to bring
my
that
cousin
up?
Was like, my cousin was like, yeah. I was like, well, shit, okay, I guess, but that wouldn't have been me. Not behind him. Sorry.
Yeah. That's another story for another day.
That part.
And just,
I'm gonna get some stories. I'm waiting to see if these cats do rather than they want to do the gunnery, and they pay me for them. I'm gonna tell them some stories. I ain't scared. I don't know what. I ain't never scared.
Oh, you know what? I've been meaning to, because, see, I didn't want to talk over all the guests. It get kind of crowded when we all on here together, but they not on here now. I've been meaning to tell y'all, y'all niggas, y'all were so high on 420, y'all forgot to tell me y'all did a radio show. Because I seen the flyer, like, pop-up radio show, and I was like, ain't nobody tell me.
I know, I didn't tell nobody. I just threw it up there and shit. I was like, hell, it's 420. We got to get out. I was just hoping everybody saw it. My bad.
I don't even be like that no more.
No, me either.
I just seen it like last week or something. I was like, 420. I was like, what day of the week that was?
Yeah, I said, this is going to be 420. We might as well do a 420 show. I think it was like a Tuesday or something like that. And I made a flyer. And I was like, if y'all saw it, I was like, well, if they see it, they see it. Just see it.
Yeah,
I think
you play
a gang of 420 music that day.
Matter of fact, I'm about to post a picture on my Facebook.
Fuck out a picture.
And you, I'm going to post a picture and you tell me where you see the little boy at.
No, okay.
I can't find this nigga either. I'm going to have to follow him when he come back to the show.
I see you. Hey, I see you, his information and all that when we get off the show.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Okay,
there's some good music coming through here now, though.
Yeah, I like it. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, it's something that we all need. Just to, you know, I'm telling you, when I went to L.A. earlier, I had to listen to all that.
Yeah, bullshit. Hey, that traffic be a motherfucker, boy.
Oh,
well, look,
wow.
I like it because all the people that's been calling in, especially the ones from California, when you listen to the music, you can tell they're from California. Even if the beat got a little knock on it, like a little extra downstyle bass, they still are talking in their native tongue, and like it's better for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that shit where everybody sound the same. And look, man. Enough is enough.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the way. I mean, to me, it's like, I don't know how to put it. It's like you got, it's like my son. My son do a lot of stuff. He sounds, he make a whole lot of like down south trap type of beat. You know what I mean? Then he kind of rap LA. He don't like West Coast beats. I got to damn near put a gun in that motherfucker head to make them rap off of anything that sounds too West. Which is cool. Too easy, though. You don't have to. Hell, my father did jazz. That don't mean that I do a lot of jazz. You know, so just because I'm West Coast to fuck out don't mean he got to be. You know, it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, and you said he liked to be down south, so it makes sense for him to make that type of music. But if a person is looking for a West Coast artist with a West Coast sound, they wouldn't necessarily pick him. But if they was just looking for just a good-ass artist, then, you know, he still make good music.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still talented, and he write, he do beats and everything, so he'll be fine. But just like, as far as like my personal preference, like when you hear me talk, you know I'm from Texas. Like I'm not like, what's up, shorty, and this and this and like, no, that ain't me. What's the damn deal?
Like,
what it do?
What's up,
that's me.
Word is born. Mr. Bill Clinton.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all got our own little, you know, hell, if you'd have been at that funeral today, boy, that shit was so goddamn, well, it was a good funeral, but boy, it was gangsta outside.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, my whole neighborhood was in that motherfucker. I was like, goddamn, I ain't seen that nigga since, nigga, Popeye was motherfucking little Popeye. Around this motherfucker. That shit was wild, man. But, you know, when you start talking to people and stuff, you know, it's a little different. Everybody got their own little, slang. They got their own little twang. All that stuff, man. Mr. Everywhere, what happened to your boy, man? Who was supposed to call?
I told him yesterday he scratched the call in. I gave him the number and everything. I don't know where he's at.
Oh, okay.
Let me see what time it is.
You got
We got about 25 minutes left.
Did you see the picture I posted?
Oh, no, I can't. I'm stuck. I got to go in the house and get my tablet.
I'm not
okay. He said, can you find a little boy? There's probably some weed in the weed plant.
Yeah, look at the picture real good and tell me when you see the little boy. You see the face real good.
Wait, it's on Facebook?
You might have to. That's how I just posted it on Facebook.
Oh, man. Facebook must be behind. Make sure.
I'm going to check it out after the show.
And this is, and the crazy part about it is, I wasn't even really paying attention to the picture until I was watching a video I need to post on there from my niece's birthday party when the fucking orb came out this nigga body right at me.
Wow.
What are you talking about, a ghost?
Do you see it?
What, in the right side?
Okay, that's a new face I just seen. But look towards the middle.
I see that too. It's one on the left side too. It's a few of them. Y'all know,
yeah,
I didn't mean to tell y'all I was crazy like that, but yeah, I see it.
But do you see how good you see the little boy though? In the middle? And then you see the, I never noticed that face sticking out the side. But what made me take that picture, I was working, I was changing out the lights right there where I came through at. We was putting in new lights. And we heard a conversation. Now, mind you, we the only ones there. But they was coming from above us. So I'm like, you know what? I'm into this. So I got up there and just started taking pictures.
Well, see, it was a family up there talking to each other.
But the cold part about it is, the twist is, all kind of stuff happened on this property, and it's a Seventh-day Adventist church. College.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's deep. I'm going to have to take a look at it because I can't look at it right now.
Damn, I never noticed that second face. And then it looked like it's another face from the middle one over just about, like, right over from that one. She got all kind of shit up in this mother right here.
Mhm. I was about to say, I see three right on the right side. What are you talking about? Where the little fat kid is? It's another one right there and something else. All the way.
And
down
the cold part about
right.
It, don't it look like they look at the picture?
Mhm.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Smiling. This shit is crazy.
Hey, we're gonna we're gonna have to do a documentary.
Hey.
Life of JoJo Ghost and Smoking Weed.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. If I see something I ain't supposed to see, I'm running. Fuck all that other shit.
I don't even be running. I be, cause this shit been happening so long. Like low key the other day, I was in here and I thought I seen Chris walk by, and I looked behind me, and Chris was asleep, and I said, all right, I ain't on that bullshit, so you don't be on that bullshit, and we good.
Hey, well, why you sound like my girl? That's what she be saying. She be like, don't fuck with me, fuck with him. That's what she be telling me.
That's why I was like, you good. If I'm good, you good. We good.
I told you they be fucking with me about that lighter. My lighter be there, then my lighter be gone, then my lighter be back. But if I actually see some shit, oh, it's a wrap.
No, this is the cold part about it. My spirit stole my girl DoorDash back and fucking, what was it? And a neck gaiter. Nigga, it still ain't been found. And it's been like 3 months.
Mm-mm.
And it was sitting on the bed.
I'm out. I ain't fucking around. See, y'all. My wife, we be watching this shit. She don't like watching that shit at night. We be watching that shit like in the daytime. And she be like,
I can't watch stuff like that. I don't watch stuff like that because I be feeling like I see stuff like that for real, and I don't want it to manipulate. I don't want it to play with my mind.
But you know what's
funny? Because I have that on TV. It's not how it is in real life. It's either like I'm probably in their house. You know what I'm saying?
I think it started being more of, I guess, since I got electrocuted and I was in the hospital for them 4 days. Now they can see everything.
For real. Because, you know, you will know if there's something evil, because it'll fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
But
it'll let you know. It'll let you know. Believe me.
But if you see something, you'll be done killed your motherfucking self trying to get away from the motherfucker.
You can't get away from him if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You can't. Look,
nigga,
I wish I could get that picture.
I was telling my wife.
Yeah, it's this lady I used to work at Starbucks, y'all. She used to be so mean to me. And she was talking shit. She would stack the cups up high. And I was sitting, like, I was on the opposite end of the kitchen. And she got this thing, what she said. Oh, she cussed me out and all that. And then she turned around and walked away. And all the cups just fell over and knocked her ass in the head. Like, they fell hard. And I just turned around, like, I had my back turned. I looked at her, and I was like, huh. And I turned back around. And another time, her ass slipped, and she had to go get, like, she had something wrong with her knee, going to the doctors and shit. And I was like, you got to stop being a bitch. She was like, I ain't fucking with this hoe. Every time I come around here, something happened to me. You can have some, but you can have this shit.
Yeah, you know, you got, it's a whole lot of shit that's out there, and some of the spirits, they try to protect you, or they try to tell you something.
And you know what's crazy you say that, because when my grandma passed when I was like 5 or 6, I'll never forget, I was staying in Covina, on Queen Street, right next to Vince in the second house. I'll never forget. And she came to me in the hallway. Now, mind you, I was by myself. And she was like, calling me, because everybody called me JoJo, even when I was a kid. So I'm like, okay, I'll go over there. And then I ran, because I was scared. You know what I mean? Because it was like a shocker. But then someone said, nigga, what the fuck you scared for? So I went back over there. And then she was talking to me. She was like, I'm your grandma. I said, well, tell me something that me and only her would know. And when she said that, I was like, oh, shit. And then she said, Zach, I'll never forget. I will always protect you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, she's still protecting you. You know what I mean?
But, you know, from what I see, you know, on the TV, they'll be like, it's all right for you to go. Just go ahead. I'll be all right. Because I guarantee you, if shit was going down like that around me, I'd be like, please walk into the light. Because I can't be turning around and seeing a motherfucker standing right there in front of me or behind me or something like that. Because I'll be out, bro. I'm telling you.
That's just like in the house of, you know what I mean, my niece stay. The old man passed in the back room, but I see him walking through and going to the kitchen. But when that front door opened, when it was locked and we were sitting there watching the Jesus movie and I made a comment and it opened the front door, everybody looked at me and my niece and my sister was like, you did that.
All right.
I'm like, y'all niggas ain't not pointing the finger at me.
If you're going to walk in my kitchen, you better buy some groceries. Can you give me some of that ghost money?
I'm like, hey, give me some lotto numbers.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just go up a
help
couple
me,
of
help
days.
Help me, help people.
Go up a couple of days, get the lotto numbers, and come back and let me know what they owe. You know what I'm saying? I try to be funny, but shit, if you ain't gonna be hanging around, either pay some rent, buy some food or something. You know,
sitting there getting that kind of free.
Yeah, I'm smoking and you sitting up here sniffing up all my goddamn weed while I'm getting high. Yeah, you go out there, man. Come on, man. Nah, but on the real, that's what I was telling motherfuckers today, man. I'm like, now motherfuckers got one more angel up there to go and knock on God's door and tell him we need some help down here. You know what I'm saying? I love to go. I'll be one of them damn angels. But if I hit the lottery, nigga, I'm probably going to die right there on the spot holding that damn ticket.
You know what? I win the lotto. I swear to you, I'm going to bless everybody that supported me. And then I want to help homeless.
Too.
Man. I want to, you know what I mean? I want to give back, even though I ain't going to change the shit that I done. But I still want to give back to my community and other communities around the world.
Well,
anonymously, though, I wouldn't let people know me, but you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
A nigga, my cousin, they ain't never seen in his life.
You know, I would want everybody to know it's me. You know what I'm saying? Because, first of all, the whole thing about it, if I won a lottery, I wouldn't tell nobody I won a lottery. I'd probably have to lie and say, I got a fat-ass record deal.
I wouldn't even say that.
Because, you know, the thing about it is, you got so many people, you got so many greedy people in the world that when somebody die who got money, it's always a fucking fight in the family afterwards. You know, it was like I was telling my boy them, like George Floyd them, they got a whole lot of little family beef going on right now because of everybody think that I deserve this, I deserve that. That was my brother. That was my daddy. That was this. That was that.
If anybody deserve it, will be his wife and child.
Right. Exactly. I mean, hell, if I was up like a motherfucker and I died, the person that will be running my state is my wife. So it's up to my wife to do what she want to do for everybody.
That
you
part.
Know what I mean?
And that's who got control of it is the wife. So that's
mm-hmm.
why they really met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did. It's even worse if they don't like him. You know, but he didn't have no wife. He had a little girlfriend, so the next in line would probably be his brother. You know, so now the brother hanging on to all these millions, and everybody is looking around asking, you know, well, what kind of cut am I going to get? It ain't about just this cat die. It's about now.
That's
everybody wants life.
That's
saving grace about that going to be is that a lot of it's going to go to his daughter, and ain't nobody going to be able to touch that for a while.
Right. Right. I was watching a commercial, and that shit was funny. It was a commercial. Hold on. Scotty D, he go jump his ass here like 80 hours later. Scotty Dibs, what up, man?
Better late than never. Hello, family. I love all y'all.
Right.
Folks,
no, that's
y'all
right.
Love y'all. And keep living. Keep living and stay out the way. And keep your mask on regardless of what they say.
Oh, man, I got my
that
mask.
Part, always.
Hey, man, you know what? I got so many motherfucking masks. It's crazy. Nigga, I'm trying to make a fashion statement. Shit.
Man, so much going on in the world, boy. We got to stay prayed up for one. But man, it's getting, people's attitudes is changing. And these other color people, they acting funny. It's a bad, man. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
The money issue, everybody jumping on all the PPPs, they still ain't giving it to nobody. And what we got to do now, before we get out there, everybody try to open up some kind of business. Just put your name on. Open up something. I don't care what you do. Cutting grass, anything. Selling baby dolls. I don't know. Whatever. Just open up any kind of business.
It seems like ever since I got the True West LLC, they keep on sending me some more shit I got to pay for. I'm like, God damn.
It costs to get all that.
They just sent me something for $125. I wasn't expecting. I'm like, well, goddamn. Y'all just going to keep on popping up with shit I got to pay for? But it is.
Well, you got the manager, man. Try to go for them loans and everything out. They're dealing with a lot of different businesses. Mm. And y'all need to get on this thing called, it's this company that gives you, they set you up with everything. They tell you everything that you need to do as far as businesses and every grant that's out there right now for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then, you know, the more this shit is starting to open up, the harder that shit is going to be to get, you know what I'm saying? Because now that all this shit is opening up, and now, you know, we out here, they say we in the yellow tier, so shit is opening up. So it's getting ready to be like, nigga, okay, you didn't have to pay your rent. You're going to have to pay your damn rent now.
That's why everybody should have a business. So if you have a business, get something around. It's going to come. You guys should get on this app called Skip. It's called SKIP, the Skip app, and join it, and they're going to give you all this stuff for free.
Well, you better know I'm getting ready to do it.
SKIP,
extra,
didn't help
every
me
time,
a lot.
Every time these motherfuckers, boys, seem like every week is $100 for this, $100 for that. I thought I just pay for my shit. Then, nigga, we
that's
LLC
legal
out.
It's called Legal Zoom. You on Legal Zoom. They're going to keep on wanting you to buy packages, but you don't have to. Once you get your paper, you ain't got to do nothing else. As long as you got your paper, you ain't got to do nothing else, Scratch. Get that paper, and that's it. And start working your LLC.
Yeah.
You got it now. So you ain't got to do all that other stuff. But with the LLC, you have to have somebody that's going to be doing your paperwork and everything for you. That's why
I already got
$500.
Already got that. This paper I got today is called Labor Law Compliance. And I haven't read
the labor law. You don't do all that. You don't have no employees. It's only you.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. Me and Jim.
Sell them packages and get on Skip. Get on Skip and watch what happens. Y'all going to skip to the loo. All the way down to when this next pandemic jump off, you're going to already be set up with your company to get that money. It's going to come.
Yeah.
All you got to do is keep on living and stay out the way and let these dudes and people, pipelines and gas prices going up, they go up every year. We ain't got nothing to do with that. We're going to still get gas no matter how high the price is. Just quickly stay off the TV. Everybody should fast from all electronics except for Scratch. All electronics for like a week.
That nigga said
for 90 days.
Yeah, better late than never. It go confetti. Confetti really goes
listen to
a
regular radio. Listen to regular radio, regular talk show radio. That's where it's popping at. commercial radio is what it is. Commercial. They're telling you, I heard every DJ on this one radio station. Yeah, I took the vaccine. I took the vaccine. I took the vaccine, too. Every commercial. I take the vaccine. It's no white people just saying, I got the vaccine. It's all geared toward the minority, the black people. Watch every commercial to come on your TV. They're getting in our kids' heads.
Let me tell you something. They sent some people knocking on my door today, and it pissed me off that they sent two black people knocking on the door. First of all, don't knock on my goddamn door with no flyer talking about no vaccine. Whatever you got, put it on the doorknob like the pizza man and everybody else and take your ass on. Because I was going to cuss you out if I opened up my door and seen you standing there in my face talking about a vaccine. Like,
they,
go away.
They're paying our people to kill our people, our children. Somebody got to stop this. I mean, the Muslims already said it from the giddy-up. Don't do it. My mama tried to tell me, I'm going to take you. For what, mama? You already went through all what you went through. Why are you trying to, what? You done got old and got crazy now? And scary. You didn't got old and got scary. I told my mama that to her face. You didn't got old and scary. You used to hustle. Everything. Now look at you. Letting these people hypnotize you with the TV and everything else. No. No. Don't take that vaccine. You don't need that. You're going to get sick every year anyway. If you don't take care of yourself. Take your vitamin C and your zinc and everything you got to do and quit eating all that damn red meat and pork and all that. It ain't the same like it used to be. No meat. Half the food is messed up now.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta watch what we're doing, man. It's getting crazy. It is getting crazy. It's gonna get crazier until we say no, no mas.
Scratch.
You know, what would you say? I'm gonna use scratch line. You gotta draw a line in the sand.
You gotta say it's the end.
But so when the end, we're gonna end it right here.
Did I take the shot?
No.
The scratch ticket?
I took it. Yeah, King Scratch. Yeah, scratch ticket. Got sick as a motherfucker, dude.
For one day.
Scott,
it wasn't even sick. It was just a headache. I had a fucking headache. But, nigga, I woke up the next day, nigga. I was back at the liquor store with some more beer.
Because that's what saved
trying
me right
to
now.
Trying to wash it out.
King Cobra. The King Cobra got scratch living, right?
Don't drink.
They're doing the same thing. That's why they're infected.
If you wouldn't have washed it out, boy, you might be out of here.
Nah, but see, the thing, that was like, nigga, my nigga Black, I went to his funeral today. He just, he got a little sick, like he had a little cold. Next day he went to the damn ER. The next day he was dead from that COVID.
God, the next day?
The next day, it was a 3-day process.
Damn.
He got a little. It seemed like he had a little cold. My nigga Magic went over there, took him a couple of little cold medicines and juices and all that stuff.
You tell me when did that happen?
Black died a couple of weeks ago, but we just had his funeral today.
Oh, okay. I thought he was a cat that was on the radio show with his like. Without Friday or something, I'm about to be like, come on, man.
No.
Black Rob was on earlier.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say,
Black Rob was on earlier. No, my nigga Black. Black Magic, Global Entertainment Group. Yeah, the Black Magic, he the one that.
Hey, you talking about the guy that had the mask on the video, had the white mask, he had the mask face painted with the white?
Oh, no, that's Frank Wade.
Oh, okay.
No. Black, he called the show, he was calling the show all the time. Him and Magic was always on the show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Go on Scratch Page, and he on Scratch Page on his wall.
Yeah, okay. I got the shirt on. I made the shirt, so I got a shirt. And, you know, a couple of motherfuckers wanted shirts at the funeral, so I took his shirt. You know what I'm saying? But, his funeral was today, man.
Right?
It's
Thank you, man. It's amazing how many motherfuckers was out there, bro. Oh, my God. It was so many people that, well, you know, mainly, mostly the hardcore Crips, they was all outside. They couldn't get in the church. It was too many people. It was too many people. I was like, wow.
When I did nothing happen.
No, did nothing happen. Cause I left before the service was over because Jeannie went down there with me and she didn't wanna come in. So she sat out in the car and was watching movies and shit. And I started feeling, because she was feeling uncomfortable about all the motherfuckers that was around and shit. So right when they was about to wrap it up, I went on and jetted, man. I went on and left. And then, you know, it was getting late in the day, and we didn't want to catch all that traffic. Hey, we got 15 seconds left. Y'all don't hang up. 2 West Radio, Mad Monday, thanks for calling in. Thanks for my boy, Mac Jizzle, for hitting us up. We'll see y'all on Wednesday. 2 West Radio, Mad Monday, and we have. All right. Show's over now, but we all still here. But, you know, it was crazy, bro. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, shit. The whole church was packed. The lady told me you could walk upstairs in the balcony. The whole balcony was packed. And niggas was just outside. Nigga on 87 and Compton Ave, nigga, in the hood, nigga. It was in the hood.
It's in the hood. We go down. It look like it's the hood, huh? When you roll up and you know you're in the hood, huh?
Nigga, I was from 7-6. Nigga, I was in 8-9 hood. Nigga, that motherfucker was. Nigga, it wasn't nowhere to park. It was nowhere to park. Hold on. Yeah, man. Okay.
Hey, it's just me. But you know what? When I used to go through L.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
It don't look like hood like down south. They be having like, this is me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Cause I don't roll through different areas, and I ain't know the hell I was. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't ride in an area where it looked like down south hood, like South Dallas, Third Ward, Fifth Ward.
Ain't nothing like that out there in L.A. No more. It ain't like that in L.A. no more.
That's what I'm saying. It's all with brick homes and everything. I mean, but you know, it don't matter because they brick homes. It don't mean they ain't shooting. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, it just didn't, like, you know what I'm saying? It don't look like it's, you know.
Nigga, you wait till you get your sight back, nigga. I'm going to take you to the hood. I'll show you what that motherfucker look like. Because... Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, our hood is different than hoods out there. So y'all got, you know, a certain place, they got a lot of jets. You know, we got jets too. You know what I'm saying? We got nigga cigars. We got motherfucking grapes. We got a lot of hoods. But see, nigga, neighborhoods is wild. They different, man.
Different,
man.
I'm talking about like with the ragged houses, old houses. You know when you like, you know what I'm saying, versus one area look built up and other areas just look like run down.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Our houses ain't as fucked up as the down south is.
That's what I was saying. I noticed that when
you know,
I was out there. I was like, damn, this shit, this ain't.
I'm gonna tell you the raggediest motherfucking hood that I ever been to. East St. Louis got the most raggediest shit, boy. I don't know if you ever been to East St. Louis.
I've been through that raggedy motherfucker, but there's a lot of these raggedy ass hoods down south. That's what I'm saying. Like, when I used to go, I mean, Third was something to build up, though, but that motherfucker used to be raggedy as hell. When you think about Jason Lyrics. I used to live over there when we was growing up. That shit was raggedy, nigga. Bill Ward was raggedy, too. Raggedy than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother lived at 18 years. We used to go, we lived in Fair Ward. We used to go hang out in Fair Ward. Actually, I remember the lady come out one time. She come from behind the house with a trash bag wrapped around her. She's a big old lady, too. She had a trash bag wrapped. She was naked. She had a Band-Aid on her booty. She was running. That's the type of hood shit you used to see, where we, you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, going down there today, I seen some raggedy ass shit, man. I could not fucking believe how it got worse than what it was when I lived down there.
See, the thing about Houston that's crazy to me, though, is that, like, it seems like in every other city, you got an area that's the hood. But it's really not like that here. You can drive to a certain part of town, and you'll be in a bougie area, and then you'll be in the hood. Then you can drive to the other side of town. Just see where he's talking about, where he grew up at, that's like the down, the areas around downtown.
But they built it up now, though.
But still, it was like you got apartments in one place, and I, where I grew up at, it was our houses, but it was still the hood.
It's not like on one side of town here. I'm talking about like when I was growing up in Scott, over there in 31 on Scott, that shit was ragged.
I'm gonna tell you something. You know how where we grew up on the east side, a lot of niggas from the west side would not even go to the east side. That's how hood the east side was. When you jump on that east side, you got all the Watts, Compton, all of that shit. It's a whole lot of niggas on the west side because, see, the thing about the west side and the east side is the 110 freeway. That 110 freeway, if you was on, depending on which way you go, going south, the west side was to the right, and the east side was to the left. A lot of motherfuckers would not cross that side of that freeway. It was a lot of niggas I know. I'd be like, "Oh, nigga, we live on the east side." They were like, "I ain't going over there." I was telling the 110 freeway that split the east side from the west side.
Yeah, buddy.
And the motherfuckers on the west side wouldn't come to that east side. It was niggas I know, nigga. East side niggas go everywhere. Them west side niggas was not going over on that east side. They were like, no. Like, nigga, it's cool, nigga. Come on, my. Nah, I ain't going over there. You had some that would, but you had a whole lot that wouldn't. Of the east side, they're way different than the west side.
You know, I be around Dallas. I don't know. You know, but you know, you got south. This round, not too far when I live, though. Them jungles be kind of raggedy, the Grove. I'll be in the north. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. You got to live this cool, but
yeah.
We got some fucked up areas all over. One thing about being Dallas,
nigga. I've been to every motherfucking hood. I've been everywhere in Dallas. Them motherfuckers used to tell me don't go to Oak Cliff, nigga. I was at Oak Cliff like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, see, nigga, you real. But I mean, but you about that dumb shit, nigga. And I believe that's anywhere in Dallas, though. You go there looking for trouble, bro. You're gonna get it. And I feel like anywhere in America. That's just not in Dallas. See, that'll be in Detroit, Chicago. But you go there, you know. I mean, you go there like a regular nigga. You out there being flossy. No, I think it is one nigga flossy. Might got something.
But I could actually say I've been to damn near every ghetto in the United States.
I can't say that. I done been a few of them, but I can't say that.
No, you ever been in Washington,
D.C.? All over. I
didn't
get everywhere, but I can't say I've been
ghetto. The whole thing is ghetto, man. The whole thing is the ghetto. In Washington, D.C., the only thing that ain't the ghetto is where the monuments and stuff is at. That's it.
Yeah, I had a partner living in South D.C. My sister over there in that area. But I put D.C., man, D.C. remind me of Houston. And, man, D.C. cool. I love it over there. I ain't gonna lie.
I heard that's the thing. I think this many black people since Houston. Houston, the only place I've seen so many black people just all in one place, but they don't tell you that on TV. They show
this is when you call it ghetto, and this is when you call it good, because when you got a whole lot of people packed up in one fucking spot, especially if you get projects. If you get projects, you got all these motherfuckers packed up in this one spot. So that ain't nothing but trouble. That's why when you in the suburb, it's a little spread out. It could be a hood too, you know what I'm saying? But when you start doing projects here and projects there, motherfuckers, everybody is packed up in one spot. That's when shit get bad. That's why shit is fucked up. Because they got everybody compound into these little spots.
You got so many people in damn cities. They know where to live.
So you got a whole lot of badass knucklehead kids. They growing up, and they out there gang banging and fucking up shit. And then the little ones, they going to grow up in the same place, so they going to grow up and do the same thing.
Yeah, my little nephew just told me that he's 13, right? He beat up the little dude. I guess he got a little girlfriend down the street over here off I-10 Uvalde. So his old little apartment, he's taking two little dudes. He said they ran him to one of his little friends, and they ran him back over here. But, you know, the little dude, they don't go to school tomorrow, but they go to school the next day. You know what I'm saying? But he beat up one of them. So I guess they tried to catch him. He said, man, they ran him. I was like, oh, okay. He's 13 years old. I'm like, what?
That's the old years. Then if you ain't got nobody to actually fool you, because that's what most motherfuckers want to do. All the other older cats are trying to get the younger cats to be like them, versus having older cats to go out there and actually tell them what they need to be doing with their lives.
Yeah, right.
Same thing with little girls, because you got all them little rugged-ass women out there. The only thing they doing is fucking and sucking, and them little girls are seeing it really happen, and they turn out to be the same way that they mamas and everybody else. You know, some of them do, some of them don't. Look at Sweetie Francis. She wasn't like that. I don't know how it was, but she was probably brought up a different way than what is going on right now.
I say that all the time. The difference in the way that I was brought up, my parents was young, but they was young enough for me to have met. I met all my grandparents, basically. I met my mother's grandmother, you know what I'm saying, for like the first 7 years of my life. So you talking about a good country ass whooping, there you go.
Let me tell you something. I got two daughters and they ain't got no kids. How about that? And they 28 and 30. And they ain't got no kids. So I was like, what? I'll beat the brakes off y'all. Not because y'all having kids, but if y'all out there, you know, being little hoochies and shit like that, I was fucking y'all up. So yeah, it's always like that. Confetti.
Tell me, you put the phone down.
Yeah, this is no fucking party feeling. Where the fuck the phone at? Guy, you still there? Guy.
Both of these niggas, they just out.
Scotty.
We got to come back to the D.
I don't know. That nigga always be floating through there. That nigga drive everywhere.
I know. I'm just saying. I just remember he was talking about he's going to Trader's Vintage. I couldn't say the name of at the time. But he's talking about he was going to Trader's Village.
Yeah, we just lost him. That nigga, he the nigga that'll drive 3,000 miles somewhere and turn around and go back home the next day type of shit. If I go to Dallas, Houston, Arkansas, y'all better have me a spot because I'm going to be there in that motherfucker for about at least 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, my black ass will turn around and I get motherfucking annoyed and I'm rolling me. I'm like, Scotty. I get annoyed 2 or 3 days. Man.
You talking about
a road trip. The only time we ever went west, we went to Arizona, man. And it took us like 3 damn days to get out of Texas. And I said, boy, if I had to do this, I would never leave Texas again, boy. Because, you know, staying in Houston, you stay on the coast. So when you go into Louisiana and all that stuff the other way, it don't take that long. But going all the way out to El Paso through New Mexico, man, it took 3 days to get there. I was like, my God.
You know, I drove from Eloy, Arizona back to Dallas. That's about 11. I drove from Eloy back to Dallas, and I drove from the same day, and I drove from Fort Wayne, Indiana, back to Dallas the same day. I regret each time. It was about 1,100 miles. You know, you're doing 70 hours a day. 70 hours and 10 hours, that's 700 miles, and another, 400, and what, about another 7 hours? About 7 hours. I drove about 17 hours. All right, people drive more than that, though. I know cats drive all the way from Dallas to Cali. Don't stop.
The way I can do that shit is if I'm on a tour bus. If I get on the back of the bus, play me a shitload of video games, and I got my goddamn studio, make a shitload of beats. Because when you in the studio, studio time go quick as fuck.
You can drive, nigga. I mean, I can. 650 miles, 700 miles around the corner. When you do that shit every day, 650 and 700 miles, bro, you got to think about 10 hours. When you drive 10 hours every day and you're doing 65 to 74, that's 700 miles is around the corner.
Put me on a tour bus because I could, let's see, if I play
I don't like that.
It's only 2 hours to L.A. And I was like, motherfucker, all the way to L.A. And then it took us about 3 hours to get back. I'm like, man, I can't fuck with this.
I'm getting the restroom. I take 5 hours for my first stop. I can drive five hours. A lot of times when I go to the restroom, man, I started driving to Houston. It wouldn't stop until I get my first stop from Dallas to Houston.
I'm sitting in the chair every day and sliding across to one side of the studio to the other side. And you know how the studio is, confetti. I jump the couch and I go do something else over there. All that fucking.
You'd be like, damn, confetti. You'd be like, all right, nigga, one of my exes, she rode with me from Dallas to Seattle. You know, she always say, "Oh, this nigga motherfucker bullshit me out of the road." Nigga, when I ain't stopped that motherfucking truck, I went second day. But I was afraid of the second day. She damn near dizzy, like travel sickness, nigga. Like, and we was in a blizzard going up and down mountains. That brother was about to die.
That shit is 11 hours from here, I think. From here to Seattle?
Yeah, but now, you know, I had to go through Salt Lake City. Boy, we got an hour, we got in the hotel. But, I mean, she was cool. We got to Seattle, you know, took her to massage, parlor, did all that, got those, you know. But that motherfucker was about to die, though.
Put me on a motherfucking plane. Because that's what it was. My boy and him. They was down here, and they was like, "Well, you know, you can catch a plane, and then we could meet you up there in Seattle." And I'm like, "Well, fuck, y'all niggas is driving, man. I jump in the car with y'all, because I do shit like I go buy a big-ass fucking pepper gin and some other shit, and I be trying to be fucked up and sleep most of the way." Nigga, that was the worst motherfucking 11 or 12 hours I ever. Then it was four of us. It seemed like we was in a teacup. Nigga,
that's a long drive, nigga, from Barstow to Seattle. If you don't go across the bottom, if you go up to Vegas and cut through Vegas and cut across.
We went up the five.
Like, yeah, see that's gonna be the cool ride. But if you go through Vegas and then come across, nigga, that's going to be the most boringest fucking ride. Man. Nigga, you're going to wish you was out here now.
Fuck it with it. Yeah, I think I'm going to ride up out of this motherfucker, man. I'm so damn tired. I wasn't going to do the show tonight, but I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I'm telling you, I'm tired. And, you know, shit, and now I done had me a couple of beers and a blunt. It's time. I got to go lay it down, man. So, I'll talk to y'all on Monday. Well, I'll call y'all tomorrow. We can just call. I'll call and talk to y'all tomorrow. But I'm about to get the fuck out of here, man. I got to get out this studio. And it's 115 in this motherfucker right now. It ain't that hot. I won't take that back. I know it's about 90-something in here because when I was going to L.A. to the funeral, I closed the studio up. And when I came back in the studio and opened the door, I knew Satan was up in here. I said, that motherfucker got to be sitting on my couch. It was fucking hot, bro. That's why I had to start opening up windows and all that shit because it haven't got to the point to where I got to fire the air up. You know what I mean? But when I came in this motherfucker, it was so hot and one of my computers was damn near screaming like that motherfucker was just about to burn out. I had to go get a fan and throw it in because my computers was on because they was working. Shit. Nigga, it was so hot in this motherfucker.
I checked the ticket.
It did. You were supposed to, play the radio bill last month.
Huh?
You were supposed to pay the radio bill last month.
I paid the radio bill next month.
Nigga, that was February.
Yo, man. Were you talking about when we paid it the first time?
That was the first time.
I'll pay money then, nigga.
Okay.
When
it's all good. I ain't dripping. It's already, it's paid shit.
Not May. I'm talking about the June, the beginning of June.
It was supposed to be in the May one.
Okay, well, nigga, I'll pay the May and June one, nigga, at the end of June, nigga. At the beginning of June,
May already, ain't it?
Okay, nigga, I will pay the June and July one, nigga.
Okay.
I'll pay 2 months at one time.
Okay.
How about that?
That's real good.
Yeah.
I thought we were paying
three at one time. Like
June and July, that might just go to exhale. I'm telling you, man, I think I think they
should. How much XM
gonna
cost though, nigga?
I don't know. I'm waiting on them to hit me with an email because I hit them a couple of days ago, and what they're trying to tell us is they got to see how our stuff is working, but the people was already, they was like low-key in the cut listening to us anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, they was in the cut listening to us. I didn't even know. One of my boys come. He was like, man, them motherfuckers is listening to y'all, bro.
Man, that's going to go hard. You talking about going on satellite, right?
Yep.
Yeah, man, that's going to go hard, nigga.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting on that email. Because, hell, we might not be here next month.
Yeah, I think it's
like
him. I don't
even be here.
We're going to do what? So what, we're going to do 3 months at a time over there? Or depending on how they should do it?
No, it's just going to be way different because, see, they're going to give us sponsors and shit, you know what I'm saying? They're going to give us, you know, a couple of commercials that we're going to have to play. You know, it's going to be somebody who ain't even affiliated with us, but that's just what it is. It's just like, you know, if you go to YouTube and before YouTube start, it motherfucker play a commercial and then you could skip it and then go on, you know, to whatever you watch, and that's kind of what it's going to be. But with these folks, we're gonna have to play their commercials, and that's the way they paying for the programming. Whereas if they pick a show up that we got, we ain't gotta pay them. The sponsors is getting ready to pay it, so we ain't gonna have to pay them shit. And I was like, for real? Hell yeah, we want to do it where we ain't got to pay nothing. All we got to do is show up and start talking.
What about them paying us?
Well, see, that's going to be part of the deal, too. You know, it's part of the whole thing because the advertisement, it's just like, you know, when you watch a TV or something like that, the commercials is actually paying for every goddamn thing. You know, you got people, they got the payroll and all of that stuff. But the commercials is the shit that pay. Pay, motherfucker. The ads is what pay, motherfucker. I said, nigga, we'll play 5 minutes worth of music and an hour worth of ads. Shit. Then
that's
we'll all get a check. I'll be like, hey, y'all get y'all check? Motherfucker got, nigga, 5-10 minutes worth of music, nigga, and 20 minutes worth of goddamn advertising. Hell yeah.
That's what the real radio sound like.
Yeah, that's what the regular radio, when you listen to a motherfucker in your car. That motherfucker be, we was driving today, my wife was like, goddamn, how many commercials they get ready to play? I say, the motherfucker's trying to get paid. Then that ain't even counting. Like all of the people that's going to try to get on our station and then we get paid from them. So, okay, well, I mean, it's supposed to be against the law, but we'll get paid for us playing however many times we play their songs a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we all get a check. I ain't selfish.
Well, I mean, it's pay for play. It ain't. But you can get paid to promote. So it's just a conversation that you can pay to promote a motherfucking music. But when
that's
you promote it,
is.
You don't just promote it by playing it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but if
no.
You say, I'm going to pay to play, that's one thing. But pay for promotion?
Pay to play is illegal.
Yeah.
Pay to promote, that's something else.
That's what I'm saying. But when you promote the song, you promoting and doing everything to, you know what I'm saying, more than one way.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is the conversation.
Yeah. You paying for promotion, but we gonna play your stuff. So it's
right.
Basically go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they said that they was they said we considering y'all to you know, be a part of it and all this and all of that, and you know, I have to show you the email or read it to you or something. just so you see what these motherfuckers talking about. So they talking about basically, we ain't got to pay. They just going to give us a slot. And we just have to keep shit up. I mean, I hate to say it, but shit is going way better since I've been running this motherfucker myself. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to AF Love, but since I've been doing it myself, it's been a little different. Motherfucking clapping and talking and no bullshit. You know, so.
Hey, man, that was a long 5 years anyway.
Actually, it was a long 5 years. Cause, huh? I mean, I guess it was different because, you know, he was running it. And I was doing other shit. So I know that, I said, well, you know, especially after all the friction, I was like, man, I just have to do it myself because it just have to be a certain way. We can't have no dead time. We can't have no, we, it just got to, it had to be different, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, to go to the next level.
Yeah, it had to be different. There ain't too much to, it ain't too much different, but it's just, you know, I don't know.
It is what it is. You have to take control of that stuff that you put your name on. And that ain't no disrespect. That's just what it is, you know. It's your name. Everything that you do got this same name on it. So it can't be done no any kind of way. Your beats
right.
don't sound any kind of way. Your production don't sound no any kind of way. Shit gotta be good, like everything else.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting to see what they gonna say. Hopefully, you gonna hear me scream all the way from here. Y'all in Texas, y'all gonna hear me scream. I ain't gonna even call y'all. I'll be like, hey, go to XM. Go to Siri. Then I should.
But I mean, you just gotta find a way to ATM because I mean. What is it better? Is it better for us to pay and then you pay for the advertising, or is it better for them to pay for it and then you still got to go to work? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the payoff? That's what I was sitting there like. You
my
know, because at the end of the day.
My thing is they, the advertisement is going to pay them and pay us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the whole thing. That's almost like, like I said, anything with YouTube.
Like a record deal. Pretty much.
Yeah, they going to get some money.
Just like a
you
record
gonna
deal.
Get some money. All we got to do is show
up. It seems like if
and,
you pay it yourself, you might get all the money for the ads, but how much is it going to cost you every month to keep it going? Like, you know,
they gonna, yeah, because they going to fuck around. They going to fuck around and get on to the ads.
Yeah.
We ain't got to go search for no ad. We pay for it ourselves. They not getting ready to really go and get us no ad. We'll still have to get ads ourselves. We still got to get ads ourselves. But if we go on and they say they want to fuck with us, they going to fuck around and they're going to find the people with the ads and we ain't got to look for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't got to pay the motherfuckers. Shit, we still got to pay for
that. But cool, it's on satellite. You know, we in the satellite, you get way more calls. We get satellite
hell
all
yeah,
of the calls.
Because look, it's everywhere, bro. This shit is everywhere.
Yeah,
it
ain't
like
on satellite.
We're
going to be worldwide.
That's worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're in calls, that's what it is. That my that was telling me, but I was trying to get on a Hip Hop Nation. But like I said, on the satellite, it don't matter. You just got to promote that it's like on satellite. You get enough people listening to it.
Oh yeah, we still do our own self promotion, but they'll actually be, you know, they'll be helping us out. It'll be almost like, I could almost say it'll be like they part owner, a True West Radio.
No.
Which I don't give a shit if we ain't got to pay this fucking fuck-ass money every week and they get ready to bring people in and, you know what I'm saying, we can still, then we can actually start charging people for interviews. You want to interview on here, you're going to have to pay XYZ. Because this shit is everywhere. I don't give a fuck. If you a motherfucker in China and can't understand English, that motherfucker's going to be paying out. It's going to be playing out there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ride in your car, and if you got that shit on your shit, you can tune in. You ain't got to sit around and be just, man, I'm telling you, it's big. So I'm just hoping. They sent me an email, and it was like, you know, my boy said they've been listening all this time. They've been listening for at least the last couple of years. They just didn't like how the format was going. So I always try to do shit in like 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Play about 14 minutes worth of music. Do 14 minutes worth of talk. Play 14 minutes worth of music.
I used to try to do this too. I would try to play like 3 or 4 songs because I don't like too much talking. I don't like all the lines open at one time because it don't sound good. And sometimes I be wanting to talk to the artist too, but if it's too many lines open, when you go back and listen to it, you can't hear everybody.
And what I'll do is we'll try to see what we can do about that. I won't open all the lines. I just open up a couple of things, depending on who it is. We'll let them talk for a couple of minutes and get their punk ass up out of there. We're gonna do that Wednesday. You know,
excuse
what I'm saying?
You, your mother?
No.
Huh? You're not? Okay, yeah, I'm about to tell you Happy Mother's Day. I ain't know. Happy Mother's Day anyway. Y'all are the mothers on
Earth. Yeah,
Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, Happy Mother's
Thank
Day. You are Mother of Earth.
Yeah, Mother of Earth.
Thank you. A bunch of kids, too, man.
You know what I'm saying? You the mother of them plants you grown.
Nah, they the mother because they the ones that had these little critters. So whether you are
you
active or you inactive as a mother, you still a mother of the earth.
You birthed those plants and everything that you got grown. So you are a mother.
I done raised more kids than you actually have. That's what
I
ain't
got
none.
Three of them.
Cause look, exactly. Everybody I know got like 3 or 4, and they all needed help. And I was like, why all these motherfuckers went and had 3, 4 kids at the same time? Now it's 12 kids.
Same goddamn time.
At my mama's house. And ain't now one of them mine. But they don't want to go home, though. They want to stay with me.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, did you see that lady last week? She had 9 fucking kids. 9. A litter. Because remember, they had that Octomom. She had 8. This woman had 9 kids. She was supposed to have 7.
At the same time?
Yep. She's supposed to have 7. And then she had the 7.
Where they
was
pulling her from?
Huh?
Where they was pulling her from? They reached down her leg down her by a kneecap?
No, they gave her. They gave her a C-section, man.
Oh, where the fuck they was at? All behind her spine and where the fuck they was at?
Oh,
I'm telling
God.
You.
This lady had
9 kids, and then yesterday,
2 of the butt
I went in the house. Yeah, man, I went in the house yesterday, and my wife was watching this show. This lady got 13, but she had like quintuplets. I think she had some triplets. Every time she got pregnant, she was having more than one goddamn baby.
See, that's what I'm scared.
The first one was born by herself. She the oldest. So she like 13 or 14. All of the rest of the kids was born 3, 4, 3, 2.
I'm scared. They going to fuck around and have a fit. A triplet, be like, I got you. Ah! 30 motherfuckers.
She got
30, 18 years of 3 kids. I'll be come on, cry like a baby.
I told my wife, I said, 10 of them motherfuckers have been dead.
Huh?
I said, 10 of them motherfuckers have been dead for real. She got 13 fucking, and they all one quads.
Yeah, that lady,
twins.
She had twins, then she had three, then she had four. I know you talking about.
And she just had three more.
All of them make the football. All of them make the pros. All boys, all make the pros.
That lady, wasn't she natural, though? Ain't that why she was on
All the natural. Her name is Karen.
Yeah,
all her
my ass.
Her
husband
name
was money.
Like Dion. Nigga, and she had to go to the hospital for the last three, so she had to be on bed rest, and so daddy had to be at home with all the other ones.
I don't want none of that.
Why didn't you get tattoos, Kyle, after you had the quadruplets?
I don't want nothing in our family. I don't want none of her sisters. No, aunties, cousins,
none of the motherfuckers. Excuse me, sweet pea, for saying this. I don't want no pussy. I'm just saying.
What do you say? Hey, what do you say? Hey, what I'm going to say? Grown women play golf, all holes open. You won't die with
her. I don't want that. Hey, look. Cause look, just think. But next year, it'll be like, I'm pregnant again. Damn.
5 more.
You heard me?
That was a lie.
Now you got 18 kids. If they can say 5 more, man, you got 13 already. You got 5 more, be like 18.
But how did you let that happen?
Oh, my God, Lord.
Hey, next one, if I think about having a kid, I'm going to check the family genes.
I ain't having no more kids.
I got a body with thighs. That's a pole dance. Hey, that's a one-night hit trap for life. Whoa. You're going to hit and not look back. When you tell, I got 5 of them, baby, on the first. Bitch, you got what? I can't afford child support for all of them.
You
man,
know,
that's
man,
it.
It'll be a seat for the keeper.
And then you go.
Nigga, I'm talking about having kids and multiple. And it's luckily, like the older daughter, like I say, she about 13 or 14. She be healthy. But you fucking her life up.
Well, completely.
You fucking her life up because she helping.
Shit, her life.
My man, daddy.
By she being a daughter, her life already fucked up because she got a mama jeans.
Yeah, so she about to have 7 or 8 of them motherfuckers. She going to have about 7 or 8 of them.
All living time, man. Yeah, an off limit sign on her head when she grew up.
And when you look at the TV show and you see all the motherfuckers and they gotta go to school, they all load up in this big ass van.
Mm-hmm. Hell no.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, the daughter got an off limit. In the hood, they got signs on her. She not the one, yo. I don't care how beautiful she looks, she is not the one.
Mm-mm. We going to get her tube tied when she turned 18. 17 and a half. No.
She not the one, y'all. Nigga, do not be sneaking out the back door, jump the fence, nigga.
Mm-mm.
Hey, y'all got to brief all them little confetti jumping over the back door, trying to go through the back door. It's the wrong one, baby.
No.
Them motherfuckers got... They got... a basketball team,
with Reserve coming off the bench. Nigga, wait a minute. 11 people, they could be on the field, so they got to actually a football.
Nigga, that's two teams and a one and a referee. What you mean?
But you wrote, fuck that.
That's a basketball team, two basketball teams and a referee.
Oh, my God.
Nah, two basketball teams and two cheerleaders.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Oh, yeah, 12, yeah.
Thank you, God, for not cursing me. That's a curse. I mean, you love your kids. You'll love your kids, but, nigga, I had trouble with my three, and now I got to deal with the grandkids. One of my granddaughters, she tight, though, because we started a lip gloss. We started a lip gloss business, me and her, and she's 13. So she makes it cheap.
And people used to be like, when you going to have some kids? I'm like, look, you over here with your three kids. She over here with three kids. Somebody else on the way. My uncle got six kids. And wow. I got to keep them. Like, look, ain't no room for no more money to check the kids.
Yeah, my granddaughter is tight. She was like, plus, she said, I want to try to start a lip gloss business. And I was like, well, I said, well, shit, if I pay for something, I got to be part owner. She said, all right, we could do that. And I said, all right. I said, what we need? And she sent me a list of shit. Shit cost like $158 or something like that. And I was like, all right, if I buy it, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have to re-up. When you run out, don't wait until you run all the way out. Once you make the money, you got to go and buy some old product. She said, okay. So every time she almost run out and she got the money, she'll send me all the fucking receipts now. She made her own logo. She made her own logo. She made her own website, and she's 13.
That's your son, father?
Yep, my middle granddaughter.
Hey man, you gotta get it. Can't let them out do it.
One is my oldest granddaughter, like 15. She's 13. Zaria, 8. She just turned 8. And then my grandson is 2. But she was a hustler ever since she was born.
See that? Now that's the same thing going on right there. That's why your daughters don't want no kids. See, he got enough for everybody.
Yeah. And then
we good. We can send these back home. That's how I was.
My oldest daughter, she fucking breed self-help bulls. And that shit is crazy. I'm like, what? That's what I'm talking about. I got a hustle because, you know, shit, daddy getting old. I need some money.
Yeah.
My granddaughter,
I'm probably thinking about it, too. While you talking about me and my plants, I'm thinking about going to the farmer's market. Shit, since everybody want a garden now, because I can't do nothing with all these seeds. I just started my plants.
What you do is you get the clones. It's almost like weed. If you get the clones, they already like half grown, and then fuck around and instead of doing them for seed. If you got, cause my wife, she got these watermelons. She started from seed. I say start from the clone. And while we was at the funeral today, right across the street, they had all these clones over there. She was like, oh, look, they got clones. I said, you need to go and grab a couple of them.
Oh, yeah, you could take the, like, if the thing is it breaks in the wind, you could replant it and start you another one like that. But I was just saying, since I got so many seeds, it's like when you buy your little whatever you're going to get, it comes with so many in a pack. It's like, ain't no way I'm going to use them before they go bad, but I can grow another plant and see if somebody else wants it. Cause I
yeah,
don't
you
eat
just
it.
Grow the clones and then you grow them in a little cup.
Yep.
You
I was gonna tell you when I run out of seeds, I was gonna start cloning them though, cause it's real
mm-hmm.
easy. Like I got some basil out there, I can dig up one and put it in the dirt, and it's gonna turn into a big ass plant.
Mhm. Yeah,
and I just learned that shit. I was like, I might as well.
Me or her can't eat no tomatoes, but her tomato plants is fucking huge. We can't eat tomatoes.
I would not grow a tomato plant. I'm not doing that to myself. I'm not supposed to eat tomatoes. So
I can't eat tomatoes. She can't either.
I can't either,
yeah.
But I do. And I be having Benadryl on deck. But what I would
yeah.
not fuck with is a shrimp, though. I ain't not playing that game.
Mm-mm. Now, she fuck with, I mean, we got some, she can't eat shrimp either, but we got some Chinese food.
Mm-mm.
And she took a scoop, and it was just shrimp juice in that motherfucker. Boy, she turned into a leopard. She was taking Benadryl like a motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I can't eat from Chinese places because they don't clean them grills the right way. And I can't eat from seafood places either. It takes a real long time for them to bring my food if they got to clean the grill. So that's why, you know, I always be cooking and stuff when I'm on the shows. But the real reason I do that, I do like to cook or whatever, but I cook a lot of things from scratch. And my allergies is so damn bad that I just cook everything at home.
Well, see, that's why you got just Benadryl up before you start doing anything.
Before I go places, I do take the Benadryl because you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? You don't know. But, like, yeah, especially if I'm going to give me some, like, chicken fried rice, they done slid shrimp and that shit so many times. And I done cursed so many people out. Like, this one man, he wouldn't charge me. He gave me free food for, like, 6 months. Because I asked him, I was like, are you trying to fucking kill me? I was like, you want me to die?
Mm-hmm.
He felt so bad that he wouldn't even charge me for my food for a long time.
That's what's up. But man, I'm out of here. Man, I love y'all, and I'm gonna talk to y'all tomorrow. I gotta go
all
right. up there and put it on the pillow. Lay your head on my pillow. I talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right.
All right. All right. Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, Liz.